Hey, it is Friday morning, and we like to see what new movies are going to be in theaters because we have a forecasted high of 107 on Sunday. Cecily, what do you think of that?
I don't even understand what you're... I know they're words, but I don't understand that.
They are words. It's going to be super hot. This is the first hot weekend in the Valley, so people are going to want to see a great movie and get air conditioning in a theater this weekend.
Yes, and well, we have good news and bad news. Let's start with Overboard, the remake of the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell thing. Were you guys fans of the 1987 version of this?
We were just talking about that. Producer Abe and I loved it. And Chad never saw it.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, I'm going to take a different side. I never loved it. I loved Goldie Hawn so much. I think she was amazing, but I kind of hated it. I'm sorry, guys. Hated it.
Is it kind of like a Freaky Friday, just kind of a stupid premise?
They don't switch places because of like a lightning rod.
Yeah.
Somebody hits their head, and then the other person convinces them, you know, in their amnesia that they're married.
Yeah, in real life, that means you go to the emergency room and blow a couple of days and a bunch of money. In a movie, it's like, oh, no, we fell in love again because of my head injury.
In space, for some reason. Like, yeah, just throw that. So now it stars Anna Faris and this guy who I don't really know this guy, but Anna's the Kurt Russell role because, you know, they're crazy like that in the studio meetings. They're like, hey, guys, let's make the house bunny wear a janitor suit. Oh, everyone gets a raise. So now we're supposed to believe that Anna is struggling to pay bills, even though her highlights cost like $1,000. And I do notice things like that. And like I said, the same premise. It's like a jerk. He's this rich guy on a yacht and he bumps his head, and then which I think is illegal for her to trick him into thinking they're married.
I think that's
go to jail.
Now you're just splitting hairs.
Perfectly highlighted hairs. I will be, like I said, I never really liked the first one. What made the first one charming, though, was that Goldie and Kurt, you know, were really together and you could see their love for each other. It was charming. This version is the equivalent, here's the best way I can put it, of Roseanne singing Michael Bolton songs. Like, if she's trying to sing you Michael Bolton songs to go to bed, that's how screechy, that's the best way I could think of it. So I was trying to be, you know, really poetic there. It's so badly cast. It's so insulting. It's 110 minutes, and I'd say that it's about 110 minutes too long, honestly. Hard pass.
I see that Anna Faris is in the movie. Is she just, like, not cute anymore? Has she lost her luster?
I think she's super cute. Cute physically. I mean, if you were just staring at a picture of her, I think she's cute. She's never really done it for me either, though. Like, as far as, like, I don't think she's as funny as she thinks she is.
Right. It's you hit it right on the head. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going F plus, and it gets a plus, and I'm not sure why. I should just say F, but I'm giving it a plus for the highlights, I guess.
Okay.
But in better news, also opening a movie called Tully, starring Charlize Theron as a mother going through some stuff.
Oh, I thought this was the one about the guy with the airplane that landed on the Hudson.
That would be Sully.
Oh.
And that would be a great movie, too. That would be such a Hollywood movie, like Tully and Sully together again.
I like that movie.
It's directed by Jason Reitman, who I love. He did, like, Up in the Air, and I'm a big fan of his. And the woman who wrote it wrote Juno and Young Adult. So kind of, you know, it's indie. But this movie, like, it sneaks up on you. There's a couple scenes, especially at the beginning, that I didn't like, but it stick with this because it pays off. I can't tell you because there's some stuff I can't tell you, and it's really important. But even though I don't have kids, I was so moved by this movie.
She can see dead people?
She cannot, but I'm not going to tell you anything. It's a little tough with Charlize, like, that you're supposed to believe that she's, like, going through some stuff because she's Charlize.
It was a dream the whole time?
No.
Stop ruining it.
I'm not going to say anything. It's nothing like that, but it's really, like, it, like, packed upon. I mean, I really liked this movie. I'm going A-, and I don't often do that.
I will tell you, I watched the trailer and kind of got a little weepy just watching the trailer.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that Charlize Theron's an alien in this movie. That is really surprising.
She's Goldie Hawn. At the end, that's the whole thing.
Now we get
find
it.
Out all along. Bad Samaritan did not screen super wide. I'm cool with that. So I'd go Tully, or if you have not called Avengers yet, obviously that's going to be around a while. Or, can I do a quick plug here?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
My boyfriend, Mike O'Connell, is opening for Ken Jeong, who's very, very funny. You know him from the Hangover movies and Community. He's a very funny stand-up. He's headlining at Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow.
Wow.
And, you know, and my gentleman friend is the opener, one of the openers.
You're staying in L.A. You're going to keep the mansion clean.
Oh, that's right. Well, I have to. It's my job.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can live there.
My boyfriend, I mean my boss. So Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow. Go see Cecily's boyfriend, and we will talk to you next week with more movie reviews.
Excellent. Thank you.